AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran has again closed off the Strait of Hormuz. It follows Israel's attacks targeting Iran-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon. Vice President J.D. Vance described the ceasefire as fragile.
If the Iranians are willing, in good faith, to work with us, I think we can make an agreement. If they're going to lie, if they're going to cheat, if they're going to try to prevent even the fragile truce that we've set up from taking place, then they're not going to be happy. Because what the president has also shown is that we still have clear military, diplomatic, and maybe most importantly, we have extraordinary economic leverage.
Iran is demanding the right to collect tolls in the Strait of Hormuz as a precondition for reopening the waterway vital to world oil supplies. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says things are worse today than they were before the war started.
The war made us worse in terms of control of the Strait of Hormuz. The war made us worse in terms of the strength of the Iranian regime. The war made us worse in terms of high gas prices. The war made us worse because Iran's nuclear ambitions have been unchecked. And the war made us worse because American credibility is down the drain.
Oil prices are lower and stocks are higher at the close. Rex Huerman, a Long Island architect, pleaded guilty to murdering seven women and admitted he killed an eighth in a string of long unsolved crimes known as the Gilgo Beach killings. He faces life in prison. Ray Tierney is the Suffolk County DA.
This defendant walked among us, play acting as a normal suburban dad, when in reality, all along, he was obsessively targeting innocent women for death.
Many of the victims were sex workers whose deaths received little attention until their remains were found buried together along an isolated beach highway. Teams rescued a miner trapped for 13 days after a collapse in Sinaloa, Mexico. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports a college leader is out of a job.
Jay Rothman says he has no hard feelings and is unlikely to sue after he was ousted as president of the Universities of Wisconsin, but says...
Yeah, absolutely, I was blindsided.
Initially, the regents had asked Rothman to retire or resign or face being fired. Rothman says he considered retiring, but says when they gave him no reason, he decided against it. Rothman says he's not sure if his deal with the Republicans in 2023 to freeze diversity hires while creating a position focused on conservative thought in exchange for the legislature's release of money for employee raises and construction projects played a role. Rothman says he was brought in to make tough decisions.
But I want to be really clear. I have made each of those decisions with what I thought was in the best interest of the Universities of Wisconsin.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.